Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Carolina caught a break with Mike Krzyzewski's retirement. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. When Duke announced that this will be Coach K's last season as its Hall of Fame basketball coach, the timing is right for the Blue Devils to turn to Brad Stevens as his successor. Early in the day, the Boston Celtics announced its own shakeup when Danny Ainge retired as general manager and said the burned-out Stevens, 44, was moving from the bench to the front office to replace him. You know I predicted Stevens to be the next Duke coach. I was not surprised with Krzyzewski announcing he would coach the 2022 season when his team will be good enough to win his sixth NCAA title after he makes a victory tour around the ACC and the nation. But John Shire as a Duke coach in waiting is a surprise. Shire was an outstanding player and captain on the 2010 National Championship team and since joining the staff has risen to chief assistant. He is 33 years old, the same age Coach K was when he came to Durham, but that was in 1980 and Duke was no dynasty. While Shire may have been heavily involved with the signing of Duke's famous one-and-dones, he was riding Coach K's reputation and record as not only the college coach with the most all-time wins, but guiding numerous NBA All-Stars to three Olympic gold medals. Without head coaching experience, Shire got the nod over former Blue Devils and current head coaches Tommy Amaker of Harvard, Johnny Dawkins of Central Florida, and Pitt's Jeff Capel, with ex-Dukies Mike Bray, Chris Collins, and Quinn Snyder also out there. So unless they can win one more in Krzyzewski's swan song season, the Blue Devils and Tar Heels will move on equally from Hall of Famers to longtime assistants who are understated in their roles behind iconic head coaches. Both were all ACC players as seniors, 18 years apart. Shire had a pre-pro career in Israel. Hubert was a 12-year NBA regular, plus an ESPN hit on game day for 8 years. Shire's true personality is a mystery to outsiders and most fans. Since succeeding Roy Williams, Hubert's is reemerging from his TV days. As aspiring head coaching stars, call them Even Steven, which is better than having to match wits with a proven brand of Stevens. This is Archansky. See ya.